This is VOA News via remote. I'm Joe Palca. An official from the World Health Organization said on Tuesday that the outbreak of the novel coronavirus around the world will not stop anytime soon, and countries need to step up to slow down the virus transmissions. WHO's regional director for the Western Pacific, Takeshi Kasai, told a virtual news conference that there was still no specific treatment or vaccine available against COVID-19. While several companies have started undergoing clinical trials of the vaccines, none is yet available for public consumption. Now, President Donald Trump backed away from his hopes for an Easter rebirth for the nation's economy after doctors presented him with grim projections on the coronavirus pandemic. They warned that even if the economy remained shut and most Americans stayed in their homes, the virus could still leave 100,000 to 200,000 people dead and millions infected. Infections from the virus have exceeded 770,000 cases worldwide, killing more than 37,000, with the United States, Italy, and Spain overtaking mainland China, where the virus originated late in 2019. Over 3,000 deaths in the U.S. alone. By the way, the Chinese city of Wuhan, which was once at the center of the coronavirus outbreak, slowly began returning to normal on Tuesday. Its people reemerged from their homes ready to shop and resume work duties as China reported just one new death and 48 new cases of the virus. U.S. pharmaceutical giant Johnson & Johnson says human testing of its experimental coronavirus vaccine will begin by September and says the vaccine could be available for emergency use by early next year. The company said Monday that it has jointly committed more than $1 billion to develop and test the vaccine along with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. This is VOA News.